بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, firstly briefly just giving a brief meaning of the poems that we recite while making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build our concentration and to realize what we are begging when we're making zikr. In our zikr, what connection we want with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So one of the poems that we were discussing that we recite in our zikr of La ilaha illallah, a person while making zikr of La ilaha illallah, he stops after 10 times or so and then he says, Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Somebody will ask me, what you are saying? What you sitting in one corner or you sitting with these people and you're saying, La ilaha, what's that all the time? Then you explain to him, I'm asking for Allah, Allah himself. Till now I was running to this person, that person, nobody could do my work. Now I realize that where I must turn to, headquarters is by Allah. And not only the headquarters, the king of the headquarters. So I want Allah himself. And what I'm asking, then you realize, not just ask for Allah, now you beg, as you make your La ilaha illallah with little more concentration, that now La ilaha, you're extracting all this other thought, that I thought at that office, I got a contact, he'll do my work. You go there, he doesn't do your work, or he's not around, or he can't do your work in any case. And now you realize that woho jaye mera, main ho jao uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. I want Allah, but how will I get my work done from Allah? And not to have Allah to get our work done. That Allah must be just happy with me. I'm the slave of Allah. So if Allah is, as master is happy with his slave, the slave will be like a king. So, oh Allah, woho you, I'm making dua to Allah that Allah becomes mine and Allah makes me his. And whole day now, not only when you're making zikr, now the sign that you're making your zikr with concentration, when you're making dua also, you'll be making these duas. And you'll be asking, oh Allah, make me yours, make me and become mine. And then you ask Allah Ta'ala, ata kar de o mujhko apni mahabbat, main uske siwa kuch aur nahi mangta hu. And now you will learn how to ask from Allah, what to ask from Allah. Till now you are asking for one promotion in your job, you are asking for the increase, you are asking for one car, you are begging for one girl to accept your proposal. Now you say, Allah, all I want is just give me as a gift your drop of love. Just one iota of your love. Besides that, I want nothing. And if you got the love of Allah, you got the king, you got everything. You got the love of Allah, Allah will put the love, your love in the heart of your wife or anything else. So Allah Ta'ala give us the reality when we make our zikr with little concentration, and then we'll see zikr is not for enjoyment, zikr is to get connection. And then the real connection Allah Ta'ala has given us, Allahu Akbar, is this important aspect with regard to salah. And as we see, our Hazrat himself is trying, and all the mashayikh ever since, from the time of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they have made a great effort in the ummah to put this in our hearts and to realize that Allah didn't just give namaz as a duty, as a responsibility, as a penalty or anything, or a charge against us that I have to go, I'm busy in some other work. But when you come to know what namaz is all about, Allahu Akbar, every other work you'll just leave. You can be doing the biggest deal in the world. Tell a person, now please, I'll see you afterwards. And if you can't wait, you can go to another office, go to another company, doesn't matter. So we are busy discussing that. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa. Amma abadu faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fil Quran al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. On Yawm al-Khamis and Thursday, we just discussed a brief summary of what we did till now also. And there's much more other details, but time doesn't permit. And as we learn here in this kitab also, after every lesson, this kitab is the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, was a very great mujahid of his time, very great khalifa of his Sheikh Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. He gave this bayan how many years ago, maybe almost 100 years ago. And then this bayan was printed, and then it just became out of the sight, so to say. Then a person, the Khalifa was a Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He saw this kitab, and a small kitab, But when he read, he said, ah, it's just namaz all the time. This is what namaz all about. And then Hazrat says that in his life he saw that the smallest kitab, the shortest kitab that will teach you what namaz is all about. And in lesson form, he found this kitab. And from then, this is now almost 20 years ago, Hazrat started teaching us this kitab. And till now, we don't know the reality of namaz. But when we just hear it, we'll see. But after every sabak, Sufi sahab says, very important that make practice that sabak. Till you don't practice that sabak, you're not supposed to go ahead. But we only hear 8, 10 days, some people, mashallah, 40 days, some people 30 days. But even in 30, 40 days, it won't be sufficient. We have to go from here with the salab, desire, get the kitab, get the CDs, listen to it, lesson by lesson, practice it at home. Then we'll get some idea that what salah is all about. Then we'll see the eagerness that a person now realizes, the importance of namaz, the greatness of namaz. And then, Allahu Akbar, then you realize, well, what is it to be in the presence of Allah Rabbul Izzat? And then how should I, what is concentration and devotion? How should I go to the court of Allah? And this is the royal court, the court of the kings of kings, where any court, you don't just get any person, he's just a manager in one in a big company, just to get an appointment with him, he also acts like he's owning the company. So he won't even give you appointment. And if you get an appointment also, he'll tell your secretary, tell you, wait, I'm coming. And you've got 2 minutes left, then he'll come. And Allah Rabbul Izzat is calling us, and Allah has given us this appointment. When a person realizes, who am I and who is calling me, then you won't wait for salah, you won't wait for azan, you'll be there before azan. And we see the friends of Allah who have realized this, how they come before azan with dignity, properly dressed, all the etiquette, make sure their wuzu, everything is in proper order, etc. And then when they enter the masjid also, the royal court of Allah, how you enter, with respect. Here you just go to one office because it's in the office now is maybe in the 5-star the building, and his office looks very posh, you get overtaken. Allahu Akbar. There can't be anything more beautiful and more enjoyable to stay in than the house of Allah. If you see Kaaba Sharif itself, when they left the Ghilaf, then you see simple building, very simple building. But just looking at that building without the Ghilaf, see what it impacts your heart. The weakest Muslim will get impacted and say, and then when you go into Kaaba Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Forget, and then we all don't get the opportunity to go in, but the Hatim section is part of Kaaba Sharif. You get the opportunity one day, just for 2 rakats namaz, to go in there and see the feeling you will get there. And that is without even realizing what salah is all about. When you start realizing, then you realize that, hey, did I come in here in a proper way or something? Then a person will realize the etiquette. How should I go? Is this clothes right? And you don't have to ask anybody that I am wearing the right clothes. Or what's wrong with this jacket? What's wrong with that? Then you will realize who, where I'm going to. And which I'm going to, the King of Kings. And not that I'm just going, Allah, Allah is here. Allah is present. When Allah has called us, Allah is present. Allah is calling us. And then when you come in the court, immediately Allah's focus is upon us. So we discussed then, that was the brief extra summary. Then we had discussed already the lesson with regard to niyat, takbir e tahrima and qiyam. The niyat and takbir e tahrima, that is farz. And from this also we learn, very important to know the masail. Many times Sufi sahab says that many people want to become big Sufis, but they don't know masail. They're just making zikr, and outwardly like a big Sufi, you're standing and performing namaz, keeping your head down, but you don't know, that is not the right etiquette. You don't keep your head down in namaz. You have to keep your head straight up, keep your eyes focused down, etc. So the masail, deen is the our salvation in the year after is dependent on masail, and not on fadail, not just knowing the virtues, that are the virtues of becoming a wali of Allah, but you don't do the course. You don't go up the ladder. So you don't even learn the masalas. And you say now like this masalas, what we're doing, it's so important. But you say, no, it's not important. Let me go take a little nap, or let me go take a chill little outside, etc. 1 minute you don't know what you're missing out. Never ever take these things lightly. These are very, very, every moment, especially in itikaf, every moment you're in ibadat. And then in such a ibadat, to learn one masala is better than 100 rakats of namaz. Where are we going to read 100 rakats of namaz? To learn one chapter better than 1,000 rakats, Allahu Akbar. So here we got all the opportunity. Let us not waste it and think, oh, now it's that sabak, it's only for Hazrat Bayan al-Sadr. You're losing out tremendously. We won't able to benefit if we don't climb the steps. So then a person realizes, now Allah who has called me, the importance of azan, you'll pay attention, you'll reply to the azan, etc. Now you'll be eager. Anybody meets you on the street, I don't have time to talk, I'm busy. Otherwise, when you don't know what namaz is, you're right here at the parking lot. One friend just talked to you, and you forget, jamaat has started already, you're still standing and talking. And sadly today, forget, jamaat is started and you're outside. In the masjid, jamaat starts, qamah takes place, we're still casual. We still, and especially Taraweeh Salah, which Hazrat is trying to push it into my heart, our hearts. What a valuable thing. What a great gift on not even a golden tray of this world. We can't imagine the gold of Jannah. And brought by who? Sayyidul Anbiya, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to make us realize, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qurratu ayni fi salah. The ecstasy of enjoyment of my life is when I'm in salah, when I'm in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, the creator of enjoyment, the creator of beauty, the creator of love, the creator of generosity, of wealth, of position, of anything, is only by Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when I'm in the presence of Allah, what enjoyment, but that is why, to realize that, one is masail, that is like you getting all your appliances in your new house, but now that appliance won't help you if you didn't get the current. And that current, you don't get it in the kitabs very beautifully. Judge Akbar Allahabadi, Rahmatullah Alayh, who was outwardly in dunya, he had a high status. He was a judge in the British time in the royal court. But when he got contact with a friend of Allah Ta'ala, then he said so many beautiful lessons. One very important lesson, he said, Na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zaz se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. That if you want deen, if you want connection with Allah, then you won't get it in the kitabs also. You won't just get it by listening to bayans and CDs. Like Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah used to say today, the murids boast that I got so many CDs, so many bayans of my sheikh. 200 bayans on this one, whatever they call it. 200 bayans on this, 400 bayans. Hazrat says, think, have you got one aspect of the life of your sheikh in your life? Forget 200 bayans, you don't even listen to it. If one aspect came in your life, then you'll understand what life is about. So Hazrat says here, that just you won't get in the kitabs of fiqh. You can become the biggest alim in the world, you can be the biggest sheikh, but till you didn't come sit at the feet of that sheikh who's got a sheikh, and he learned from his sheikh, and his sheikh, till it goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then only you'll get current. Then you'll see every ibadat has to do its work. Namaz will bring, take out all in the salat tanha anil fashya'i wal munkar. Namaz will remove all types of lewdness, all types of sin from your life when you get that connection. And that is why the scores of zikr, the scores of tasawuf, etc., this is where you'll get that current. Then you'll understand, now we pass that lesson, that now when you come in namaz, and you'll make your niyat only for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and you'll be conscious. Not that we start namaz, we're not even conscious. And niyat is not a verbal thing. In the madrasa, they teach us in maktab, so that we get into practice. Once you know it, you don't keep on repeating your niyat with your tongue. Then it becomes bidat. That is just to practice and to make you conscious that I'm going for zohar namaz, I'm going like that. And one is, when you left your home, you know if you're going for zohar namaz. That is your niyat. But when you are present in the masjid, that niyat must be present in your mind. And then in front of who I'm standing, only for Allah Ta'ala. That is why I'm coming for zohar namaz. Not people must see, or I must go collect my parcel, or somebody is owing me, I'll meet him in zohar, etc. Not for any ulterior motive. Only for Allah Rabbul Izzat and Allahu Akbar. So then a person realizes that my niyat, and then to start namaz. Because if you don't know the masala, to lift your hands is sunnah. To say the first takbir, Allahu Akbar, so loud your lips must move, your tongue must move. And so loud that you can hear yourself. and the person maybe next to you will hear you slightly. Still you didn't say Allahu Akbar, you haven't started namaz. So many of us, we will realize that I haven't said Allahu Akbar when I started any of my namaz. The first takbir is called takbir-e-tahreema. That makes everything haram now. Now you can't look around, now you can't talk, you can't eat, nothing. So that first takbir, if you didn't say, sometimes we were coming late for namaz, imam is in ruku, and we also just say Allahu Akbar and we go into ruku. What Allahu Akbar? Did you say for ruku or did you say your takbir-e-tahreema? You first have to say Allahu Akbar, pause even for a second, then you can say Allahu Akbar and go into ruku. The second Allahu Akbar for ruku, that is sunnah also. The first Allahu Akbar, to say it so loud that you hear yourself, your tongue must move, your lips must move. Till then, and similarly what qiraat, to read Quran Sharif in namaz. Hazrat says, so many people will see they in namaz, but their lips are tight. Their tongue is tight, they're not moving their lips. So you're missing out a faraz of namaz. Your namaz is not made at all. So these are important aspects. And then that is Allahu Akbar, the masail. Then when you're standing in the court of Allah, that Allah has allowed me, Allahu Akbar. And then Allah has taught us the etiquettes we would have never known. You go to any important person, then you want to know from somebody, hey, how must I go to this person? How must I talk to him? What? Allah Ta'ala has been extremely kind, so merciful. Allah who has made us, Allah knows how weak we are. How are we going to present anything in the court of Allah? We don't even know the etiquette, how to knock at the door properly. So Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allah taught us, realize who has called you. Allahu Akbar, the being who has created and the greatness, and all greatness only belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And why Allah Ta'ala has taught us Allah is the greatest? Because many a times you come in the court of Allah, you say Allah is the greatest, but you think, no, I own this company. So I also got some status. So negate all greatness only belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So now that is when you entered in the court of Allah and you said Allahu Akbar with that attention and with that in your mind, that presence. And that is why you have to do the scores of Zikrullah. You have to do the scores connection, and that is the means. Hazrat said it's sunnah to become bad. But the object is to get this current in your life. And don't, like Hazrat says, when we take bath, we think, I'm going to become a wali now. No, do what you have to do. Then you'll see, Allah Ta'ala will automatically put reality in our life, in our ibadat, etc. And like a fridge makes things cold, a heater makes it hot. So everything like that, all the different ibadat will have effects in our life. The roza will bring sabr in our life. It will able give us control. When you go home, then your wife will say, are you the same person that came home now? Now you will be, she'll be shocked. Now she won't tell you, don't go khanka again. Allahu Akbar. Otherwise like this, if you tell I got a takaza for 40 days, she'll say, 4 months also is fine, you can go. But when you come back from the khanka, and you come home that day after 1-2 namazas, that one day, and you came proper, you smiled, you made salam properly, she'll be surprised. It's just my husband or who's this? And then you tell her, no, we want to stay 3 days in the khanka. She say, but then, and then forget 3 days in the khanka. You come home from namaz little late. Where were you? I was waiting for you. So this reality has to come in, not for that. The reality that I know who my Allah is. Just again, we can't know Allah. Allah is beyond our imagination. But just to get a glimpse of the marifat of Allah, then see what we'll understand, what one subhanallah is, what one Allahu Akbar. Then the Allahu Akbar in namaz is so great that now you know you knocked at the door of Allah. When you knocked at the door of Allah, now you must make salam properly. Now how to make salam? We would have never known. All the brains in the world put together, even with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, we would never have known how to walk in the court of Allah and praise Allah. Allah has made it so simple and taught us sana, subhanakallahumma, that, oh Allah, you are pure, perfect, totally free of injustice, you are so generous, there's no question of weakness, etc. And then Allah, wa tabaraka smuk, Allah, your name is so blessed, that the whole world is functioning. One is the outward body, the infrastructures of the government, they are just the outward structure, it's a dead body. If there isn't a person in the world taking the name of Allah, all the structures will come to an end. Allah will destroy the whole world. So the root, the life of the world also is the name of Allah. That is just Allah's name, forget Allah's Zat, etc. So now you said your Sana, that means you made your Salam. Now to present your request, what you want, and Allah said, I'm calling you, because I know you need, you got requests you need, and now we wouldn't know how to put our request forward. We ask for small, small things, all the perishable things of this world. How we going to know what to present our need? Allah has taught us Surah Fatiha, Allahu Akbar, and how beautiful. And when you in Surah Fatiha, and before Surah Fatiha, Allah Ta'ala has taught us, as Hazrat explained yesterday also, that when you say, when you want to present your need, like even in this world, you go to the boss's office and somebody knows, hey, this fellow is going again for he wants to apply for leave or is going for an increase, so he comes like a spanner in the works. He goes before that man, he just had leave two months ago, and he just had an increase again, so he puts spanners in the works. So our enemy that's all the time putting spanners between us and Allah is Shaitan. And we can't remove him. It is beyond. Don't try and fight with Shaitan. Allah said, that also you leave it to me. He is like the dog that is the security in front, but he's got no authority. So you just say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. When you say A'udhu, Allah will remove Shaitan, get out from the way. Shaitan just runs away and he throws dust on his face. And now he says, I can't deceive this banda of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now you have removed him. Then Allah taught us how to present our need, Surah Fatiha, and learn, try and learn the meanings. And this is concentration in Salah. Just to know I'm standing in front of Allah, just to know I'm in Qiyam, just to know I'm in Ruku, and then if you know the meanings, Allahu Akbar. And there's a simple kitab, Miftahul Quran, it's in English translation also, each word is given the meaning, one word meaning. And you'll see in a short time, otherwise we see 20 years I'm still reading Sana, I don't know what is the meaning of Sana. If you just know the meaning, then your concentration will be even more. And then you'll understand, Allahu Akbar, what is Salah? Allah Ta'ala is taught us, and the etiquette, how to ask from Allah Rabbul Izzat. The etiquette, if you want to ask any person, how to ask him and how to get from him. A generous man also. You don't go in front of him and I say, tell him I need this, I need that, I need that. All you have to do, just tell him, I heard you're so generous, man. You're such a good man. You just sit in his office 2-3 minutes and you just praise him. Before you even ask, he'll give you and you'll be shocked how much you'll get. And that is why our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh has taught us that Sana'ul Kareem Dua'un. What is the etiquette of dua? Just praise a honorable person. And the creator of honor, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala taught us, even in our dua, in Surah Fatiha, when you're presenting your need, and then you're not just presenting, just reading on your own, it comes clearly in the hadith, when you're reading Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, you're having a dialogue with Allah. You're talking to Allah. Now imagine you talking to Allah like a child. He's talking but he's looking somewhere else. He's talking to his father or mother or any person but he's looking somewhere else. Or you talking to him and he's not paying attention. So that is my example. With reading, so Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin, but I'm not attentive. I'm somewhere else. I'm in the bank or on the cricket ground or wherever I am. So when you come to know that I'm talking to Allah, Allah is replying to me, Hamidani Abdi, then you'll understand what is the enjoyment of Salah, etc. So the etiquette when you want to beg Allah and you want to ask, the first thing is praise Allah, Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah has taught us, we would have never known how to praise Allah. And to praise Allah in any case, any person of importance in this world, he wants a lot of titles. And you must tell him, Hazrat, Maulana, Sheikh, Doctor, all that. And those titles we think makes us important. Those titles put us in bigger problem. Because a person, Hazrat, explained beautifully, Allah give me the reality to realize this, that he used to go and give bayans, and at one place nobody to host him, so he had to book out a room at the hotel. But he told the manager that at the office that I'll be coming late because I had a program at night, so just keep my room. They said, right, your room is kept, everything, the security will open for you. And they told the security one person will come late at night, whatever, 10 o'clock or what. So when his room was booked, everything, he came at night, he hooted, the security pressed the bell, the mic there, he asked, who's it? He said, Hazrat, Maulana, Doctor, Sheikh, the professor. So the security heard all that, he put the phone down and he slept. He didn't open the gate. This poor man is hooting, no gate is opening. Whole night he had to sleep in the car. The next day he complained and he said, "What I made arrangements, everything, what is this?" He said, "They asked the security, what happened?" He said, "Boss, you said one person is coming. Here 10 people came. How could I open for them? I wouldn't able to control them." So all these titles, it doesn't help us in the least. But when we praise Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we would have never able to praise Allah. Allah made it so simple. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So you praise Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then you realize, and to get even more closer to Allah, get more the special mercies of Allah. Talk about Allah Ta'ala's special servant. Like if you praise somebody and you praise his children, your son, "Hey, I know your son, man. He's such a good person. He's a man like this." And now the father gets more happy. He's more generous, the generosity you'll see. But even in this world, you won't get such generous people. Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah taught us, praise the choice people of Allah, the choices of all, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah. So you, in your dua also, read, praise Allah, read Durood Sharif, and then realize, "Allah, I'm the most sinful person. Ask for istighfar. Iyaka na'budu. Oh Allah, I am your slave. I have just come to surrender to you. I got no option. I'm your slave. I'm not, and a slave is not worthy of asking anything. So Allah, I'm your slave. And what I need, my greatest need, is Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. I need your help. Any, whether it's emotional, health-wise, wealth-wise, in any aspect, in our deen, in our dunya, every split moment, the whole world, the United Nations themselves can say they're independent, but the whole world put together, every split moment needs the help of Allah. And in the help, the greatest help is Sirati Mustaqim. So Allah has taught us this, Allahu Akbar. And then Allah taught us a great lesson. Now you want to know Sirati Mustaqim? Yes, it's the whole Quran is Kareem. But on your own, you won't understand it. Just hold Sirat al-Ladina and Amta Alayhim. Just follow my true servant. They went through the course. They learned from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam down the line. And now you'll forget the pious servants till the day of Qiyamah. You follow in their footsteps. And this is what we come and learn in the Khanka. How to follow in the footsteps of our Mashaykh. You saw your Shaykh doing that? Realize he's a man of Allah. He won't guide me wrong. Even if Shaitan puts wrong thoughts, and don't worry about it. You just imitate the pious servants and see. And that is why Allah says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْدُوبِ. Don't now let your eyes delude you, and you see all the Western world. Hey, this man, he's the richest man in the world. He's the owner of this company and that company, and they controlling the world. The Jewish lobby, nobody is controlling the world. وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ. There is nobody for me besides Allah. Only Allah Rabbul Izzat is in charge. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us, the straight road is one path. The straight road to any place is a straight road. The moment you take a detour and somebody tell you that's a shortcut, you'll see that's a longer cut. There's robots, there's potholes, everything. So Allah Ta'ala says, the straight road to Allah, to Jannat, Naqshe Qadam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Only in the footsteps of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the road to Jannat. And forget Jannat is salfa. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate sunnat ki raaste. You to get connected to Allah in this world already, to get an idea that who is Allah. Now you'll be eager to looking forward to meet Allah. You won't get scared for one virus. You won't get scared if I die, what will happen. You'll be happy that Allahu Akbar, I'm going to meet my Allah. I'm going to meet my close friends who taught me how to get close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala says, غَيْرِ الْمَخْضُوبِ. Don't take the part of these people who Allah's anger. Allah gave them honor, dignity, wealth, everything. They put their eyes on materialism. They became the slaves of the world instead of the slaves of Allah. And till today they are disgraced. Till today they are killing people just for patterns of this world. And we sadly, we also falling in the same trap of bribery just to get one contract also. We think that will do our work. This minister will do our work. Nobody can do our work. Allah says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْدُوبِ. In other words, don't be like small children. You tell them, do this, they don't do it straight away. You have to shout them. You have to give them a hiding sometimes. Allah says, learn the hard way. Learn the proper way. Today, sadly, we see the ummah is complaining. Myself, I am the biggest problem in the whole ummah, that I am not learning the right way. Just following the footsteps of the pious servant.
We, Allahu Akbar, we come here, we shouldn't have a chameleon attitude. When we are in itikaf, we are big buzurg. The moment we left the masjid, Eid night already, we forgot where we were. Now we busy on our phone and watching this video, that video, and thinking tomorrow which lake we're going to go to, which park we're going to go to, we forgot who we are. Allahu Akbar. So we don't, Allah says, don't go that deviated way. Don't learn the hard way and then you want to come to Allah. Still Allah will not reject you. Now when you realize all this, the next sabak is with regard to ruku, qawma and sujood. Ruku, that is, now, or this work, wa muflis inayat be nihayat. And at that moment, when you should realize yourself as a muflis, a total beggar, I am the biggest beggar in the court, and Muslims inayat be inayat, and where I came to beg, in the court of that great being, whose treasures are unlimited. And not only his treasures are unlimited, he favors unlimited. He doesn't look at your color, your creed, who you are, what you are, whether you are, even you got no qualifications, but you came with eagerness that, oh Allah, I have come as your slave, and I want to be your slave. And you come in the court of Allah like that. Us baadshah Ali ji ki maloom karta hai. When you just get a slight idea and you come to know that great king of what lofty status, you can't understand the status of Allah because our minds are limited. Allah is beyond our imagination. Just the name of Allah, understand how great is Allah's name. That Allah's name is keeping everything alive. Allah's name is keeping the whole world alive. So when you realize I'm the poorest and poorest person, the most useless person, Allah Ta'ala says, if you think you're anybody, mean ayy saying khalaqa. From what did we create you? Mean not for one droplet of sperm, so what are you? Forget being poor, you filth, you dirt all the time. And you came in the court of that great, great honorable king. Bari ta'zeem se arzu posi ki, ke karke jhukta hai. Now when you realize Allah allowed me, you started your namaz and you thought of Allah's greatness, Allahu Akbar, and you presented your case. Now you realize where I came, Allahu Akbar. A person, very important man, gave you an appointment. When you came to his office, you were shocked. Hey, what a posh office. And when he invited you in a very nice way, kind, very rich man, but he invited you, he called you in, he arranged for you tea, everything, he gave you an honorable seat, and you know what you are. You are useless, and you came also with torn and tattered clothes, and you realize, what is this man? Now, Allahu Akbar, like we see in this world, very quick we get overtaken. One person just do a favor for you, now you want to bow down to that man, and you want to act like, hey, you my boss or anything. Nobody is our boss besides Allah. When you realize, bari ta'zeem se, what great honor and dignity and magnificence. There's no words to explain. The English language is too poor to explain the greatness of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. Ta'zeem, the very, very greatness of Allah. You realize I came in this court and I presented my need. And what I needed, I didn't know. You wanted to a high position. You didn't know how to apply. The boss said, you just fill in this form and give it back. And Allah says, at the end of your Surah Fatiha, say, Ameen. That is the stamp. You accepted it already. Allah taught us that it will be accepted already. Now when you realize Allah has given me this honor, such a great court and me, now you got great hope. Now your hopes are gone so high that now you just bend down. You just forced to bow down in front of Allah. You got no option. And the only place to bow down is by Allah. Don't go become a slave of any person. It can be the king of kings. It can be whoever. Nobody has got the control. He might be controlling his finances until he's alive. That man, next minute he can peg off. But he's got no control of the heart. The control of the heart is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now you're begging that, oh Allah, forget my need. I just want to fall at your feet. Now Allah says, no, wait, you just bow down so long. You come into ruku, a person, and now when he comes into ruku, he admits totally, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Now he says it with enjoyment, not Subhanallah, like taught us. Not just we rushing three times, we know the masala, to trace the three times the sunnah. No, when you know who in whose court you are, and then you'll understand that where I am. Now you see, just an ordinary person, you praising him, you're his head off. But that is your ulterior motive. Yeah, you got no motive. You in need, you the slave of Allah. And you don't deserve anything. But when you show your slavery, you humble yourself. Man tawaza lillah, rafa'ullah. Whoever humbled himself for Allah, Allah raises that person. Now you realize, I got any need, let me bow down to Allah. Not bow down in the court or bow down to that person. When I bow down to Allah, then see how Allah will do my work. And when you say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, now you are acknowledging clearly, Paak hai mera sahib, bari azmat wala. Very pure is my creator, my sustainer, my nourisher, who is very, very magnificent, very, very great. You are acknowledging this in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and you are saying what great enjoyment. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. You just bow down and you just... So in ruku, understand this. Sufi sahab is explaining this. That ruku dalalat karta hai is baat par. Ke huzur mein bas sabab azmat ke peak meri jhuk gayi. Allahu Akbar. The ruku is indicating that a person realizes that I have been given the opportunity to be in the royal court of such a magnificent, great being who is not just my boss, who is not just the person who can give me anything. He is my creator. He is my sustainer. He is my nourisher. He knows my emotions. He knows my needs. And he is so magnificent. So it just my back just bent down. I couldn't help it. I want to fall at the feet of Allah. But Allah said, wait. You just first show your humbleness. As we come to your senses first. So Allah Ta'ala allowed us to make ruku. So what an honorable thing. From where, Allahu Akbar? When a person started, you thought, I praised Allah. I showed my respect. Then after you read Surah Fatiha and the Surah, you realize, no. Allah is worthy of much more. You bow down to Allah. You go into ruku, and this shows a person's humbleness, and you acknowledge that, oh Allah, my back has just bent in front of you. Baad iske is ta'zim ke dua is tarah par. And then after you read Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, and one is in, which will come in towards the end, it is sunnah to read this, but to bow down in ruku to such an, for that moment also, that one time you can say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, that is farz. But that we must see how we're doing it. So in any case, when you have bowed down now, and now you lifted, Allah says, get up again. In other words, wait little. Understand who you are. Now when you got up, you say, Sami Allahu liman hamida. You got up into qawma. You got up now in the standing posture again. You say, Allah Ta'ala said that Allah has heard that person who has praised him. In other words, when you say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, and the praises that are still, you're still going to say, Allah heard you already. Allahu Akbar. And then when you stand up, Sunni that you are saying, Sunni Allah ne is baat ki jisne saraha, that Allah has heard that person who has praised him. But you're still going to praise Allah. When you stand up in your coma, there's another praise that you're still going to do. But Allah is saying, I heard you already. Allahu Akbar. When we know that we're talking to Allah, like Hazrat explained here in Palestine, there was a person who was Down syndrome. He used to come to the masjid, stand on the one side, Down syndrome man. But when the imam used to read, and then he used to stand one corner, people thought he's now a Down syndrome man, he doesn't know what's happening. He used to stand one corner, read his namaz in his way. When the imam used to say, Sami Allahu liman hamida, then in his way, in his Arabic, you say, Allah, did you hear me? Allah, did you hear me? The imam has to say that we are Down syndrome. He is not Down syndrome. He knows he's talking to Allah. And I don't know I'm talking to Allah, Rabbul Izzat. I don't even know I said Sami. The imam says, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Or you're reading namaz on your own, you'll say, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah has heard already. Usse baad dua ke mada aur sana ke uske khara hokar kahein. After that, now you make a dua to Allah. You praise Allah, Rabbul Izzat. What all praises while you are standing in the court of Allah. That you're still in the court of Allah. That you don't stand now, oh, I got the opportunity. I sat in front of the king. Now you just stand anyhow. And very important, when we get up from our ruku also, stand completely at ease and worry where I am still. And I'm still in my discussion with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And there we are taught through Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, read these du'as, Rabbana lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi, kama yuhibbu wa yarda Rabbana. This is in the nafal salahs, in any other salah besides faraz. In faraz normally we read, Rabbana lakal hamd. Oh Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd. And what this means, Allahu Akbar, full with all the praises, the greatness of Allah, to acknowledge that who are we? Islam, Ayah Sahib, oh my creator, oh my sustainer, oh my beloved Allah, hamare teri hi tarif hai. That from my side it is only praises for you now. Now you will realize all praises when you said Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praises only belong to Allah. And you will realize, I thought people must praise me. I negate all that. And only thought praises for you. And not only praises, bahot tarif. Abundance of praises, O Allah. I don't know how to praise, but abundance of praises. Paak jisme khubiya hai. And pure praises. Not praises of ulterior need, ulterior motive, that I'm praising you because I want something. In the court of Allah, if Allah wants to reject you, He'll reject you. So I am in need. So pure praises of Allah, in which Allah Akbar, hamdan kathiran, abundance of praises, tayyiban, very pure praises, mubarakan, such praises that are full of blessings. And all these praises doesn't make Allah great in any way. All this is for our benefit. Allah will make us pure. Allah will make us praiseworthy, etc. Aisi tarif and such praises of Allah, kama yuhibbu wa yarda Rabbana, as you will love, O Allah, and such praises as you will get happy. Where would you ever know how to praise Allah like this? We want to pray, we want to make Allah happy. Your own mother, for example, you want to make her happy. You buy her a present like how you're buying for your wife. That won't make her happy. You have to know according to the status of that person, how to make that person happy. How to talk in front of that person itself. You make love with your wife, you can't say the same words to your mother. There you have to make love with respect, with adab. So in the court of Allah also, this is the etiquette of love, to learn how to. So Allah has taught us, otherwise where we should know. Each one should be making his own type of namaz. Then when you stand up now in your coma, just what you should understand, what you are doing now, ye kara hona piche ruku ke dalalat hai, is par ke is ajizi par main mustaqim hua. This is an indication after ruku you stood up. Allah said you want to, you come at my feet, you wait. First realize who you are. Now Allah has to push you back, so to say. And now your heart is more desirous. I want to fall at the feet of Allah. Like absence make the heart grow fonder. They don't every day just indulge with your wife. You every give chance, and then you'll see the eagerness. Then you'll see the enjoyment. Don't every day just visit your family. Then this man comes every day. A person like Hazrat says, you just got married every weekend by your in-laws. Your parents have to say, nah, it's enough, you got to. But you don't understand. But and then they just treat you. But when you go once in a while, you say you hardly come. And then they'll give. So Allah says, just wait little. And when you're standing up, what you are indicating, you acknowledging and you reaffirming that, oh Allah, I am firm. I have acknowledged now my humbleness in front of you. Till now I thought I'm somebody. Till now I thought I got context, I got the know-how. Now I realize I'm totally ajiz. I'm totally useless. I'm an insignificant creature and in the whole creation. And now you stand up and this is istiqamat. That remain firm now on your humbleness. Humble yourself, now you'll realize only in the court of Allah. Now we'll understand any need I got, like Sahaba, the pious servant, straight to the masjid. Not any need looking for this lawyer, looking for that specialist. First turn to Allah and see how Allah opens the road for you. How Allah Ta'ala will open the doors for you. Wajib, yes, wajib hai. Now to stand so much in coma that you stand still, this is wajib. And Hazrat here mentions beautifully, if a person has got doubt, any alim, anybody, shubha wala ko chahe ke durre mukhtar kitabe na misre kanz aur wikaya ko deke. Ilm ke bajaye qawle sahi par ye dua parni sunnat hai. And he says that to stand up in coma, This is wajib. If you didn't stand up properly straight, then you have missed out a wajib. If you don't make sajda isawa, your namaz won't be made. And then he says, if you got a doubt, read all the fiqh kitabs which the ulama will know. And then he says, according to the knowledge of deen, the most authentic the narration is that to read this dua, Rabbana wa lakal hamd, or Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd, and in nafal salah, etc., you add this hamdan, kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan, fi, that is, mubarakan, fi, kama yuhibbu wa yadda Rabbana, and it will be easy to learn it. In a start, if a child is learning how to drive, you just tell him the 10 points, how to open the car and to start, he says it's a big. But as he practices, then he's like a master, he's just doing it. And he says, now even the book, when he was a learner, driver, he just learned the book and he wants to take the car. He'll get lost, you don't know where, he'll be shocked, what's on the road, all cars zooming, what, he forget which gear he's in, etc. So like that, when we don't make much, then we think, hey, this is a big job. But just carry on in this path, and regular in the company of the friends of Allah, and learn salah, then you'll see when you go into ruku, you'll be conscious. I have bowed down, I have submitted in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then now when you realize this, you read the sunnah du'as, you showed your attention, you acknowledge your humbleness, like in this world you worried, you traveling anywhere, did I reconfirm my ticket, etc.? My accommodation, is it reconfirmed? So to be present in the court of Allah, did I reconfirm my humbleness in front of Allah? So when you're standing again, don't now stand one leg down like you're standing at the cafe or next to your friend. Stand up straight again and acknowledge your humbleness in the court of Allah with all these praises. Rabbana lakal hamd, and all these praises we should learn. And janna chahe ke ab waqt paabosi ka hai. Now you should realize, now Allah will give you the opportunity when you acknowledge your humbleness. You made clear that, oh Allah, I am your slave. I have got no option, I bow down. Now Allah Ta'ala says, what you are desiring, so to say you want to be at the feet of Allah, now fall at the feet of Allah. Now you go down in sajda like a humble slave, you want to go and kiss the feet of Allah, so to say. Allah doesn't have feet like us. Allah is independent. Allah doesn't need any khidmat or anything. Allah sees our humbleness and Allah gives you honor. Now Allah says, my banda, you say you my slave, now I can allow you to come right down in my court. Come to the closest place where you thought you got ability, you got brains. I'm independent, now I'm a scientist. I got a PhD, but I don't know where to bow down. Misleading the whole world, you got permanent head damage. Your head is terawa, dimag upside down. No, come right. Where your head will come right? When you put your head down in sajda. At the feet of the kings of kings, my creator, my sustainer, the one who gave me my brains, the one who made my brains function, the one who gave me this ability, etc. And now when you put your head down, what extreme humbleness, now you put your brains, your beauty, everything down on the ground and not the soft carpet that we have got. On the sand where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make sajda, etc., sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and then you'll say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. What enjoyment that air park here, Mira Sahib, Bahut Uncha, very, very, in the ruku you said, my Allah is magnificent. Now you say, Allah, you are so pure, my Rabb, and Allah gave you opportunity to say, you are mine. And you close with Allah, and Allah, you are the highest, and I am the lowest now. My brains are nothing, my beauty is nothing. You are very, very high, now I realize. Ruku or sajood mein ba qadr ek tasbih ke tezna farz hai, aur teen baar tasbih manqool kehna sunnat hai. To sit so much in ruku, in sajda, to stay in ruku for a duration, you can say one Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, that is farz. To say the tasbih are sunnat. Similarly in ruku, so we have to know these also. And this is that according to a person's ability, how much you carry on in the spot of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that's how much you'll enjoy saying the tasbih. And that is, then it's not just a matter of three times or five times or whatever. Love, muhabbat, khud, sikati, adabi, muhabbat. When you get that love of Allah, now you'll just want to carry on. But as Hazrat explains, inshallah, and give us tawfiq, we'll carry on. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.